listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today is a special day. It's July the 4th, the 4th of July. And in the United States, we celebrate the holiday known as Independence Day. That marks the day when the British colonies in America declared their status as a nation independent from Great Britain. Today, for our video, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm not going to read a Bible verse and explain it and apply it. I'm going to pretend as if we're having what I would call a presidential press conference. Now, I know that we have many viewers and listeners from outside the United States, so please forgive me if today, on the 4th of July, I do something focused on the United States of America. Now, I want to tell you what many of our presidents have said about the Bible. Now, please understand, I'm not claiming that all these presidents were Christians. Honestly, that's something between them and God. But I do think that the following statements show that these presidents, among many others, were men who truly respected the Bible. So if we were to have this press conference with many presidents of the United States of the past, and would ask them this question, Mr. Presidents, what do you think of the Bible? Here's some possible answers they would give. George Washington, the first president, said this: "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." John Adams, the second president, said this: "I have examined all religions as well as my narrow sphere, my straitened means, and my busy life would allow. And the result is that the Bible is the best book in the world. It contains more philosophy than all the libraries I have seen." Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States, said this: "The Bible is true. Upon that sacred volume, I rest my hope of eternal salvation through the merits of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Andrew Jackson also said this: "That book, sir, is the rock upon which our republic rests." Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president, said this: "In regard to this great book, I have but to say, I believe the Bible is the best gift God has given to man. All the good Savior gave to the world is communicated through this book. But for this book, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare here and hereafter are to be found portrayed in it." Lincoln also said this: "Now, let us treat the Bible fairly. If we had a witness on the stand of whose general story was true, we would believe him even when he asserted the facts of which we have no other evidence. We ought to treat the Bible with equal fairness. I declared long ago that it was less difficult to believe that the Bible was what it claimed to be than to disbelieve it." Ulysses S. Grant, the 18th president, said this: "My advice to Sunday schools, no matter what their denomination, is hold fast to the Bible as the sheet anchor of your liberties. Write its precepts in your hearts and practice them in your lives. To the influence of this book, we are indebted for all the progress made in true civilization, and to this must we look to as our guide for the future." William McKinley, the 25th president, said, "The more profoundly we study this wonderful book, and the more closely we observe its divine precepts, the better citizens we will become, and the higher will be our destiny as a nation." Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th president, said this: "A thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education." Woodrow Wilson, the 28th president, said, "I am sorry for the men who do not read the Bible every day. I wonder why they deprive themselves of the strength and of the pleasure of reading the Bible. Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president, said, "The foundations of our society and our government rest so much on the teachings of the Bible that it would be difficult to support them if faith in these teachings would cease to be practically universal in our country." Herbert Hoover, the 31st president, said, "The whole inspiration of our civilization springs from the teachings of Christ and the lessons of the prophets. To read the Bible for these fundamentals is a necessity of American life." Franklin D. Roosevelt, the 32nd president, said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in the shaping of the advances of the Republic." And finally, Dwight D. Eisenhower, the 34th president of the United States, said this, "The Bible is endorsed by the ages. Our civilization is built upon its words. In no other book is there such a collection of inspired wisdom, reality, and hope." As an American, there are many things that I wish for our nation. There are good things that I want to be continued and to increase. There are weak things that I want to see strengthened. There are wrong things that I want to see changed. But I do want to see more and more people repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and to see them trained as his disciples according to his word, the Bible. That's why I do what I do with the Bible. Because I want you to meet God in his word and become more of a disciple of Jesus Christ. So, God bless you, and have an amazing 4th of July. Even if you aren't in America, you can thank God for what he has built in society through this wonderful book, the Bible, his greatest gift in material form to mankind.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.